我们已经来到《使徒行传》第二十四章。
We have reached in our study of the Book of Acts to chapter 24.
今天呢，我们要跟大家思想的是从第一节到第二十七节。
And today we will be looking at verse 1 to verse 27.
但是呢，我们已经花很多时间在《使徒行传》讲到保罗的被捕，然后他在众人面前的见证。
We have, however, spent a lot of time, on Paul's the hearing or Paul's accusation and of course his defense in front of the people as well.
所以今天呢，我们会稍微转向这个他的这个巡抚就是 Governor Felix 的情况。
And so today what we will be doing is to shift our focus slightly towards the situation that Paul is in with the Governor Felix.
所以请大家看这个24章，我不念，不过我稍微提一提一两节，那么大家可以跟着我看。
So I won't be reading chapter 24, but I will be focusing on certain verses and I just invite you to follow me as we go.
首先我们看第24章第一节，过了五天，大祭司亚拿尼亚同几个长老和一个辨士铁土罗下来向巡抚控告保罗。
First, let's look at verse 1. It says, And after 5 days, the high priest Ananias came down with some elders and a spokesman, one Tertullus, and they laid before the governor their case against Paul.
那么你跳到第五节，这个特土罗就这么说，他说我们看这个人呢，就是保罗，如同瘟疫一般。是鼓动普天下众犹太人生乱的，又是拿撒勒教党里的一个头目，连圣殿他也想污秽。我们把他抓住了。第七节，不料千夫长吕西亚前来，甚至强横从我们的手中把他夺去。
And then from verse 1 jump to verse 5.This is what Tertullus said, For we have found this man a plague, one who stirs up riots among all the Jews throughout the world, and he is a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes. He even tried to profane the temple, but we seized him. Verse 7, But the chief captain Lysias came down and with great violence took him out of our hands, commanding his accusers to come before you. By examining him, you will be able to find out from him about everything of which we accuse him.
我们跳到第十一节，保罗的回答，他说：“你查问就可以知道我，从我上耶路撒冷礼拜到今日不过十二天，他们并没有看见我在殿里或在会堂里或在城里或人辩论，耸动众人。”
Then we go on to verse 11, where it says, "You can verify that it's not more than 12 days."Since I went up to worship in Jerusalem, and they did not find me disputing with anyone or stirring up a crowd, either in the temple or in the synagogues or in the city.
第十三节，他们现在告我的事并不能对你证实了，但有一件事我向你承认，就是他们所称为异端的道，我正按着那道侍奉我祖宗的神，又信合乎律法和先知上一切的记载，并且靠着神盼望使人无论善恶都要复活，就是他们自己也有这个盼望，因此自己勉励对神对人存无愧的良心。
Verse 13 Neither can they prove to you what they now bring up against me, but this I confess to you, that according to the way which they call a sect, I worship the God of our fathers, believing everything laid down by the law and written in the prophets, having hope in God.Which these men themselves accept, that there will be a resurrection of both the just and the unjust. So I always take pains to have a clear conscience towards both God and men.
我们跳到第十七节这里，他说过了几年，我代做周济本国捐献和贡献的物上去赠献的时候，他们看见我在殿里已经洁净了，并没有聚众，也没有吵嚷，唯有几个人。从亚细亚来的犹太人，他们若有告我的事，就应当来到你面前告我。既然既或不然，这些人若看出 我站在公会上有妄为的地方，他们也可以自己说明，纵然有也不过是一句话，就是我站在他们中间大声说，我今日在你们面前受审是为了使人复活的道理。
Verse 17, Now after several years I came to bring alms to my nation and to present offerings. While I was doing this, they found me purified in the temple without any crowd or tumult. But some Jews from Asia, they ought to be here before you and to make an accusation, should they have anything against me. Or else let these men themselves say what wrongdoing they found when I stood before the council, other than this one thing that I cried out while standing among them. It is with respect to the resurrection of the dead that I am on trial before you this day.
我们看二十二节，腓力斯本是，腓力斯就是那个寻巫，腓力斯本是详细晓得这道，就支吾他们，且等千夫长与西亚下来，我要审断你们的事。于是吩咐百夫长探索保罗，并宽待他，也不拦阻他的亲友来供祭给他。过了几天，腓力斯和他的夫人犹太的女子土西拉一同来，就叫了保罗来听他讲论信耶稣基督耶稣的道。二十五节，保罗讲论公义节制和将来的审判，腓力斯就甚恐惧，说你暂且去吧，等我得便再叫你来。腓力斯又指望保罗送他银钱，所以屡次叫他来和他谈论。过了两年，波求腓斯都借了腓力斯的刃，腓力斯要讨犹太人的喜欢，就留保罗在监里。
Verse 22 to the end. But Felix, having a rather accurate knowledge of the way, put them off, saying, When Lysias the tribune comes down, I will decide your case. Then he gave orders to the centurion that he should be kept in custody, but have some liberty, and that none of his friends should be prevented from attending to his needs. After some days, Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish, and he sent for Paul and heard him speak about faith in Christ Jesus. And as he reasoned about righteousness and self-control and the coming judgment, Felix was alarmed and said, Go away for the present. When I get an opportunity, I will summon you. At the same time, he hoped that money would be given him by Paul, so he sent for him often and conversed with him. When 2 years had elapsed, Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus, and desiring to do the Jews a favor, Felix left Paul in prison.
所以这段圣经我们大家都知道了，因为现在保罗被囚被抓起来呢，他在被受审问。
And so we're familiar with this passage now. Paul has been held in Felix's home to be interrogated.
所以保罗基本上要上耶路撒冷，是带着这个奉献上去，要周济这个耶路撒冷，因为耶路撒冷有饥荒。
We see that Paul's objective of going to Jerusalem was to bring alms because they were suffering from a famine.
那么犹太人就来抓拿他，因为他说他传福音给外邦人。
The Jews then came to capture him because they said that he was spreading the gospel to the Gentiles.
所以二十三章他在公会里面向犹太人做见证。
And in chapter 27, he was defending himself. In front of the Roman tribune.
那么后来他现在来到了腓力斯的面前做见证。
Finally, he comes before the face of Felix to make his own.
他们就告他这个第五节告他说他鼓动普天下的犹太人生乱，而且他是党里面的头目。
In verse 5, they accuse him of stirring up riots among Jews and that he is a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes.
那么保罗的回答在十一节，他说没有啊，我在第十一节说我来到耶路撒冷才到今天不过十二天，而且我在殿里、在会堂、在城里和人辩论，没有耸动任何人。
Paul's response in verse 11 says, You can verify that it's not more than 12 days since I went up to worship in Jerusalem. And they did not find me disputing with anyone or stirring up a crowd either in the temple or in the synagogues or in the city.
所以我们看到这个保罗的见证，我们大家很熟悉，所以我不再讲保罗的见证。
And so we become very familiar with Paul's defense, so we will not dwell too much on that.
所以今天呢，我们要注重在这个腓力斯这个人身上。
What we do want to focus on today is the person of Felix.
这个腓力斯很特别，你看第二十二节，他说腓力斯本人呢都是详细晓得这道。
We see in verse 22 that Felix was a curious person. It says that Felix having a rather accurate knowledge of the way.
所以你看到这边有一个罗马人, 他对神的道非常清楚。
Here we see a Roman person who is extremely familiar with God's word.
而且很喜欢听保罗讲道。
Not only that, he likes to hear Paul preach.
而且他把他的太太也带来, 你看24节, 过了几天, 腓力斯跟他的夫人, 犹太的女子土西拉一起带来听保罗讲什么呢? 信耶稣, 信基督耶稣的道。
Moreover, he brings his wife to meet with Paul to hear of Paul's sharing the gospel in verse 24.
那么第25节, 保罗就讲公义、节制和将来的审判。
In verse 25, Paul then talks about righteousness, self-control, and the coming judgment.
那腓力斯就很害怕。
And here, Felix was alarmed.
所以你会发现,害怕之后,他说,你暂且去吧,有时间我再叫你来。
And in his fear, he says to Paul, go away for the present, and when I get an opportunity, I will summon you.
所以你会发现,这个腓力斯呢,很爱听神的道。
So we see that Felix really wanted to hear God's word.
那么,同时呢,他听到的时候,也有感觉,他也感觉到害怕。
And at the same time, his heart was pricked, he was fearful when he heard the gospel.
但是呢,他一直没有信主。
Yet he never believed.
你看26节, 腓力斯屡次叫这个保罗来跟他谈话, 其中有一个原因是他想保罗把钱银送给他。
And if you look at verse 26, one of the reasons he kept calling Paul to speak with him is because he wanted Paul to give him money.
所以你看第27节, 过了两年, 就是说在这两年里面呢, 保罗不断地跟, 这个腓力斯不断地跟保罗讨论, 他有这个, 私人的这个, 顾问, 但是过了两年之后呢, 他什么都没有做, 结果腓力斯被这个波求腓斯都来接任。
And we see in verse 27 that 2 years had quickly elapsed during this time. Paul and Felix continued to converse, but Felix had done nothing. And eventually Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus.
从历史上面看呢, 这个腓力斯呢, 自从被调回去罗马之后呢, 就消失在人间。
And based on historical accounts, it seems that when Felix was brought back to Rome, nothing was heard of him from then on.
所以腓力斯就失去了。所以但是整段时间呢，我们发现呢, 腓力斯完全听保罗讲了这么多, 讲了两年呢, 竟然没有信主。
And we see that after 2 years, Felix, having heard from Paul so much, had not come to believe.
所以我们就觉得很奇怪, 到底这个腓力斯有没有信主呢?
So we're curious as to whether or not did he or did he not come to believe.
你看到腓力斯不断地听保罗讲道, 又讲到他心里也感觉到害怕, 但是我们看不出他有信主的迹象。
He listened to Paul, not only that, he felt fearful when he heard about the gospel, but it never showed in his life.
我们今天是不是这样? 我们当中有很多人不断地听到, 越听越多, 但是呢, 有没有看得出我们是信主的人呢?
Are there not people like that amongst us? People who hear the gospel over and over again, but in their lives we never see their faith?
所以我们在这边看到保罗跟这个腓力斯都不断地讨论当中, 腓力斯都第一他为了钱, 他可能为了钱想要保罗那边得钱，所以没有信主。他可能也因为什么呢？因为他不断的拖延，procrastination，不断的拖延，可能明天，可能后天，可能下个月可以信主。他没有，或许也可能他怕人，就是他要讨好犹太人，所以他不信主。
And we see that there are several possible reasons why Felix never came to believe. One, he wanted money, and that was still what he desired. Two, perhaps he was procrastinating, and we see that in this passage as well. And finally, it is possible that he was afraid of men and afraid to offend the Jews.
所以我们在这边看到腓力斯都明明知道保罗并没有犯罪，也没有犯到罗马的律法，他竟然不肯放他。
It's clear that Felix saw no crime in Paul, and he didn't commit any crime against the Roman Empire either, yet he refused to come to a decision and he refused to let Paul go.
所以到底这个腓力斯都怎么听到的呢?
So how exactly did Felix listen to
him? 所以让我们来第一点思想, 腓力斯都怎么听到呢?是因为兴趣来听到。
How did Felix listen to the word? He listened with interest.
到底他可能就很有兴趣,保罗不断地讲道,他很想知道,多听,多听,多听,但是他完全没有动静,没有反应。
Perhaps Felix was interested, and he kept wanting to listen, he kept calling Paul, But even after listening many times, there was no response.
你看第二十二节。
Look at verse 22.
腓力斯本是详细晓得这道。
It says, but Felix having a rather accurate knowledge of the way.
你看到这道 the way 很奇怪，这个就是耶稣讲的道。耶稣说，他就是那个道路、真理、生命。他知道，但是他没有反应。
It says the way, it's a definite article. It's not a way. And we see that Jesus himself said that he was the way, the life, the truth, and the life. Yet Felix could not respond.
所以你看到这个罗马的官竟然知道耶稣的道，知道这个福音，知道保罗所讲的这个道呢，却没有反应。
This Roman governor, he understood the way, he knew what Paul was saying, yet he never responded.
特别他讲下面那一句，他就支吾他们，这个支吾他们，我们今天很多人听不懂这什么意思。他就 put them off, 意思说推迟、拖延，不要再做一个决定。
In fact, it says here that he put them off, and that's not a common use of the term, but it suggests that he did not want to make a decision at that point in time.
所以他不断地推迟拖延。
And he just kept procrastinating and pushing it away.
你看，他后来他又带他的夫人去跟保罗谈话，谈完之后呢，他又知道，哎呀，他有害怕，害怕之后，他又在拖延。
And he does it again after he brings Drusilla, his wife, to meet Paul. After hearing it, he was frightened, and yet he procrastinated.
所以今天有很多人很喜欢听道理。
So there are a lot of people today who love to hear the word.
听很多有新鲜的东西。
And they hear a lot of things, and they're excited about fresh things.
很多辩论。
There's a lot of discussion and debate.
都是在猜测。
And there's a lot of theories and speculations.
所以你看到在雅典使徒行传十七章也提到这个，他说雅典人呢和住在那里的人呢，有很多什么事都不做，就是听听说说，很喜欢那些新闻。
We see this in Acts 17:21, that now all the Athenians and the foreigners who lived there would spend their time in nothing except telling or hearing something new.
今天我们看到新加坡在这个主屋楼下呢，很多桌子、很多椅子，很多人老人家就在那边听听说说。
In Singapore these days, you will find at void decks, community areas with stone tables and chairs where a lot of the elderly gather to talk.
有什么新鲜的道理？
Whether there's some fresh new philosophies.
那些亚德人还告诉保罗说：“哦，你有什么死人复活讲给我听听啊？”
And the Athenians would come to Paul and say, "What is there in this resurrection? Let me know. Let me hear."
保罗已经警告我们，将来有这样的事，在提摩太后书四章六节，他时候将到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，随从自己的情欲，增添好多师傅，而且呢，并且掩耳不听正道，偏向荒谬的言语。
Well, Paul himself has warned us about this in 2 Timothy 4:3, where he says, "The time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths."
所以你看，时间已经到了，很多人听神的道理听多了，不想听了，要新鲜的。
And we see the time when people have heard the gospel, but they want something new, something fresh, something different.
要去争辩一些，特别是那些越有新鲜感，他们就越喜欢。
The more freshness or new or special it is, the more they prefer to debate that.
这个圣经的话听多了很闷的。
The word in the Bible, having heard it many times, it becomes boring.
大家有没有听过有一个孩子上过天堂？然后下来。
Have you heard of the book The Boy Who Came Back from Heaven?
在不久之前呢，有一本书呢，被在2010年的时候已经发表了。他说这个孩子呢，上到天堂去，他生病，结果他在昏迷当中上到天堂，然后下到，然后回来。
There was a best-selling book that was published in 2010 that purports to describe a boy who laid in a coma after an accident.And apparently went to heaven and came back.
所以大家就很有兴趣嘛。
And so a lot of people are tickled by that.
哦，你上到天堂了，圣经都没有讲，让我听听你讲天堂怎么样。
And they'll say, but it's not in the Bible. Tell me what it was like.
他们要新鲜的东西。
They want fresh new things.
神的话是一点一话都不能废弃，他不要听，他要听那些新鲜的。
God's work, not one jot or tittle will pass away, but they don't want to hear this. They want to hear something that's new.
所以人发现什么呢? 耳朵发痒, 那么随从自己的情欲, 天真的很多师父, 要知道那些很有辩论性的, 很有讨论性的, 很多争论的东西, 他喜欢。
And then we hear Paul's words saying, having itching ears, they will accumulate themselves teachers that suit their own passions. They don't want to hear things that they've heard before. They want to hear things that they can excitingly debate.
我们已经看到很多书都出现, 哎呀, 他们有很多人上过天堂又下来, 其实, 我们为什么要在圣经以外去寻找这些, 这些道理呢?
And we have seen other books of people having gone to heaven apparently and come back. But why do we have to look outside God's word for logic?
他说你不明白, 上过天堂, 你没有上过天堂, 他有了, 所以他讲的东西很刺激嘛。
And you might say, no, you don't understand. Have you ever been up to heaven? No, he has. Don't you think it's exciting to hear?
但是那个问题是, 不止他讲你上过天堂, 另外一个人也讲过他上过天堂。
But the problem is, he's not the only one. Someone else has said that he's also gone up to heaven before.
结果他的天堂跟另外一个人天堂不一样。
The problem is, this person's heaven and the other person's heaven are different.
这样你听谁呢?
Who are you going to listen
谁讲得对呢?
To? Whose heaven is correct?
结果他们彼此冲突。
And there is a, there clearly is a disagreement.
这样到底你要听谁呢?
So who do you listen to?
到底哪一个人是讲真实的呢?
Who's telling the truth?
没有人知道。
Nobody knows.
刚才我们讲那个孩子因为车祸遇到在6岁的时候遇到车祸 昏迷了之后，他父亲写了一本书，说他到过上天堂，然后下来。但是今天呢，今年呢，其实在上个月呢，他这个孩子说，我昏迷了，我都没有上过天堂，这些全部是假的。The
story of the boy who at 6 years old fell into a coma after an accident. While he was in that coma, his father wrote a book about how he went to heaven and came back. But just a month ago, the boy came out to say, I was in a coma and this never happened.
所以今天的人听到是什么？他要听新鲜的道理。
People today want to hear new and fresh ideas.
他已经厌烦了纯正的道理。And
they have given up on sound teaching.
在保罗的时代也是这样。保罗说，在提摩太前书，他说不要听从那个荒谬无凭的话语和无穷的家谱。
But this was true even in Paul's day. In 1 Timothy 1 it says, not to devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies which promote speculation.
你看到吗? 这些都是猜测。
All this is speculation.
很多人就是喜欢听听说说。
And that's what people love to hear.
弟兄姐妹, 我们听到不是这样听的。
Brothers and sisters, that's not how we read the word of
对的,
God.
我们很希望有人来听到。
Yes, we do wish that people will come and listen.
而且有些弟兄姐妹坐在我们当中听到听很多年。
In fact, there are those amongst us who have heard the word of God for many years.
但是完全没有反应。
Yet, no response from
就好像腓力斯听到听了两年完全没有反应。
It's just like Felix, who after 2 years had no response.
他不断地推迟。
He continued to procrastinate.
以为明天还有机会。
Thinking that there is time tomorrow.
但是我们这一个月来，我们知道这个亚航亚洲航空的事件，使到我们非常的惊讶。But
in the recent months, the air crash of Air Asia has gripped us.
完全是出乎意料之外，在不知道的情况下，突然间就离开了。And
without any seeming sense at all. Just completely disappeared.
我们计划以为明天有机会，其实明天你可能连我们出这个门，我们会发生什么事情，我们都不知道。We
think there's time tomorrow, but we never know. We don't even know what happens when we step out this door this afternoon.
我们不要常常推延，我们应该做的事，我们今天就应该去做。We
cannot keep procrastinating, and the things that we must do today, we must do today.
我们读到神的话，要做的事情，我们就马上去做；要遵守的命令，我就马上去遵守。
As we read God's word, as we find out His will, the things that He wants of us, we must do immediately.
我们要悔改，我们就马上悔改。
If we need to repent, we repent immediately.
我们要赦免人，我们就马上赦免。
We need to forgive others, we need to.
我们去爱另外一个人，我们就去爱另外一个人。
If we need to love one another, then we love one another.
我们要彼此相爱，我们要彼此帮助，我们要彼此守望。
We need to love one another, help one another.
所以我们看到要做的事情呢，马上去做，不要一直推延。
And that needs to be done immediately, and we should not continue to procrastinate.
腓力斯都为什么一直听到，一直不留信道呢？
Why is it that Felix, having heard the gospel over and over again, he never believed?
你看他一生里面这两年完全没有改变。
In these 2 years, his whole life was not changed one bit.
我要问弟兄姐妹，我们在座的当中，你有没有可能坐在这边两年之后呢？听了这么多堂道之后，完全没有改变呢？
Brothers and sisters, I want to ask you, could it be that after 2 years of sitting in this church, that there is no change in your life?
如果你没有改变呢，你跟腓力斯都一样。
If not, then you are exactly the same as Felix.
当然，腓力斯都可能有一个原因。
Of course, perhaps, Felix had some reason.
他盼望保罗来拿钱来贿赂他。
Right. And he was hoping that Paul would bring money to bribe him.
但是保罗没有
，Paul didn't。
所以腓力斯都为了钱一直不信主
，and because of money, Felix did not believe。
我们没有，我们很亲，我们新加坡人很廉洁的，没有偷，没有拿钱的。
But us, no, we're Singaporeans, we don't do that kind of thing。
真的吗
？Is that true？
啊，我们的报章已经看了很多了，对不对
？Just look at the reports。
我们看自己也是这样嘛，我们为了赚钱，为了工作，为了事业，不听神的话，不读圣经，不上教会。跟这个有什么两样呢
？Just look at ourselves. Because of work, because of our careers, we set aside or put aside reading the Bible. And are we not the same?
所以腓力斯都喜欢听听说说。
Felix loved to listen and to debate.
要新鲜的事情。
He wanted fresh new things.
怪异的事情。
He wanted curious things.
我们很多基督徒也是这样，专门听那些很难听的、很新鲜的。
Oh, as Christians, we're like that too. We want to hear things that are new and sensational.
你最近有没有听到人说这个伊斯兰国教国的这个组织是假基督 ？Antichrist. ISIS is an Antichrist.
Well, have you heard recently about the reports that ISIS is actually the Antichrist?
有吗？有很多人就专门研究这个，哇，他研究很多，他很多资料，说这个你花很多时间在这种 speculation， 这种猜测，这种对圣经上面没有帮助，对圣经的了解，对神的话完全没有帮助的。
There are people who devote their entire lives to this idea or this study. They want to try and prove that ISIS is indeed the Antichrist, but it adds nothing to the Bible. It adds nothing to their lives.
所以很多基督徒花很多时间在这些事情上，但是他们的生活完全没有改变，看不出进前，看不出越来越像主耶稣。
And they spend their entire lives into such things, yet their lives have not changed, and they are no more like Christ than they first
were. 就好像雅典人听听说说。
It's just like the Athenians who love to listen.
就好像提摩太刚才讲，他厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就是要听新鲜的东西。
It's like the people who were itching and they gave up sound teaching and just to hear things that itched that scratched their ears.
所以在这边保罗这边讲什么？他说不要听从那些荒谬。无凭的话语，没有证据的，只是荒谬的。
Over here, Paul tells us, do not listen to myths and endless genealogies. They are speculatory.
而且呢，他说是当时候的人在辩论家谱的事情。
Not only that, he says that the people at that time were giving heed to fables.
他说这等人呢，只是能够生辩论，产生很多的辩论，但是呢，对于什么呢？对于这个主耶稣的。这个神的信这边这么念，他说并不发明神在信上所立的章程。
Over here it says that these promote speculations rather than the stewardship from God that is by faith.
所以这边什么意思呢？他说你在猜测一些东西当上，但是对于神的话语根本一点进步都没有，一点明白都没有，对于神给我们的功课一点都不明白。
What does this mean? It means that they go around and speculate and talk about all these things that tickle their ears, but yet in the word of God they have no advancement in understanding.
是听见他说 ，rather than godly edification， 就是对我们的灵性一点帮助都没有。
The King James says, rather than godly edification, in other words, in their spiritual lives, that has no help whatsoever.
保罗说，我定了这个旨意在你们当中呢。不用高言大志，不讲神的这种神的奥秘，只是要讲耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
Paul says this, and when I came to you, brothers, I did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom. I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们要专注什么？住在圣经上面，明白圣经，而不是在圣经以外去猜测。
Brothers and sisters, our focus should be over here in the Word of God and not extra biblical sources.
很多人不喜欢圣经，要在圣经以外去寻找刺激。
A lot of people don't like to hear the Bible, and they go beyond the Bible to find exciting things to hear.
所以这个就是我们的问题。
And that is our problem.
我们应该注重圣经的话。
We need to respond and respect to the word of the Bible.
在圣经以外，我们就停止不再去了。
And we should not venture beyond the boundaries of the Bible.
就在圣经的范围里面，我们去明白神的话。
Within the parameters of the Bible, we come to understand.
不要因为有人说他上过天堂，你就信他。
Just because somebody says they've gone up to heaven doesn't mean we should believe them.
不要以为人讲超越圣经，圣经没有讲的东西，他去讲呢，你不要听他。
Just because someone has some sort of experience that goes beyond the Bible does not mean we should believe them.
在神学上有许多许多的辩论，只要你超过神。话语的范围我们就不听。
And there are many debates that go on in theology, but as long as it goes beyond the word of God, we should not listen to them.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们听到是怎么听呢？就是要听是不是合乎圣经。
How should we listen to the Bible, brothers and sisters? We should listen to see if it fits the word of God.
甚至我们不是要听新的东西。
We should not be desiring new, fresh things.
我们传的是古旧的福音。
We are sharing the old rugged cross.
是几千年的福音。
It is a gospel of years and thousands of years.
没有更改的福音。
And it has not changed.
神的话一点一划都不能废弃。
Not a single jot or tittle will pass away from God.
我们不是要找新鲜的事情。
We're not after new and fresh ideas.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在学习的时候说，我们要学就是在福音，在神的话语不断的学习。神的话语我们都学习不够，何况你要去找神话语以外的事情。
As it is, God's word is far beyond our knowledge. Why should we even go further to look at outside sources?
但是你看，腓力斯都很喜欢听，他听的时候是凭着兴趣来听。
Yet we see that Felix was very much interested.
有些人听到不只是兴趣，他是要感受。
There are some other people who will not just listen with interest, but with emotion.
很多人来教会说我要感受到神。
People say, I want to come to church and feel God.
他要感受到那个气氛。
I want to feel the atmosphere.
他要能够受到心里受到感动。
They want to be touched in their hearts.
我告诉你，你碰到神的时候，你真正遇到神的只有一种感动。
Let me tell you, when you truly encounter God, there is just one emotion.
如果你神面对面的时候，你只有一种合乎圣经的感动。
And when you come face to face with God, there is only one God-honoring response.
那个就是敬畏神，敬是惧怕神。
That is fear.
你看到圣经里面每一个先知遇到神的时候，只有一个反应。
If you look through the Bible, all the prophets that met with God, there is only one response.
就是害怕。
And that is fear.
很多人说。哎呀，他看到神的时候，我把他手放在神的肩膀，我们并肩的走花园。
Some people say, "Oh, I saw God and I put my arm over his shoulder, or he put his arm over my shoulder, and we walked together as friends."
你是谁呀、
啊、？Who are you？
你可以把手放在神的肩膀上一起走。
You can put your arm around God's shoulder and walk along.
你看但以理，你看以赛亚，你看以西结，看到神的时候发抖，扑在地上，好像死了一般。
Look at Daniel, look at Ezekiel, look at Isaiah. When they saw God, they fell down on their faces like they were dead men.
以赛亚看到的时候，他说：“我活在，我看见神了。”
Isaiah said, "Woe is me."
这些人呢，没有惧怕神，没有敬畏神的心。
These people have no fear of God.
所以罗马书形容到神的时候，他说：“你们他们眼中不怕神。”
And that's why in Romans it says there is no fear of God before their eyes.
传道书说我们。把传道书写出来的目的是叫你们敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人应当尽的本分。
Ecclesiastes says the end of fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
所以我们真正遇到神的时候，跟神面对面，只有一个回应，就是惧怕他。我知道神爱我们，但是他怎么样爱我们，都是我们要有敬畏的心。
Yes, God loves us, but there is only one real response when you come face to face with God, and that is fear.
他可以爱神，可以爱我们，他可以把我们当成朋友，弟兄姐妹，我们知道圣经有这么讲，神爱我们，神把我们当成朋友。但是弟兄姐妹，你不要把神当成朋友，你没有资格。
Yes, the Bible does say that God loves us and that God treats us as a friend. But brothers and sisters, do not treat God as a friend.
他把我当成朋友，他是高举了我。我看他还是神，还是敬畏他，还是要尊敬他。
He treats me as a friend, and that means he exalts me. But I should look to him as a God, as my Lord, and I need to worship him.
昨天晚上我去参加了一个晚宴，看到总统来也来了。
Last night or two nights ago, I attended an event where the president was there.
我不会看到，哎呀，老陈你来了啦。
I don't say to him, "Oh, Mr. Tan, you're here." Or Tony, you're here.
他如果看得起我，我就感恩了。但是我还要很尊敬对这个总统，何况对万军之耶和华。
The fact that he would look upon me.I would feel honored already, let alone the great God that we worship.
当我们来到神的时候呢，我们来相信神，这是对的。
As we come before God, we should believe God.
腓利斯呢，他听到的时候啊，听保罗讲到的，保罗跟他讲有关耶稣基督的事情，有关这个公义的事情，有关这个节制，有关审判的时候，他感到害怕。
As Paul spoke to Felix.He spoke about righteousness, about Jesus Christ, about self-control and the coming judgment, and Felix was frightened.
啊，这个害怕是对的。很多人听到的时候根本没有害怕。
And this frightened is a right response. There are a lot of people who listen to the gospel and aren't frightened at all.
刚才我们读圣经的时候呢，我们读经读到这里，你信神只有因为你信的不错，鬼魔也信，却是战兢。
Just now in our reading earlier of James chapter 2, 19, it says, You believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder.
你知道吗？你信神信得不错，这个是头脑的信，理智的信，你信得不错。
And when it says you believe that God is one, you do well, that is talking about a head knowledge. Yes, you're right.
但是鬼魔信，他不但有 head knowledge, 不但有理性，他也有感性，他感觉到害怕。
But when the demons believe, they not just have head knowledge, they feel it, they shudder, they're fearful.
如果你听到的时候，听到神的审判，听完全没有害怕，你比魔鬼的信还糟糕。
But when you hear God's word and you hear about the coming judgment and you don't even shudder, you are worse than these demons.
很多人只有头脑信，但是感情上面没有信。
A lot of people have that head knowledge, but it never gets to their heart.
我们不但是要头脑要信，我们感情也要信，而且我们要把行为行出来。所以这边有三种信。
We don't only need the head knowledge, we need the heart knowledge, and then we need to live it out in our lives.
有个单单理智的信，有感情上面的信，而且呢，这个是有行动的信。
It is a logical belief, it is a heart belief, and then it is an action.
如果你信神的话呢，你就觉得害怕，因为将来有审判。
And if you believe in God, then you will fear because there is a coming judgment.
将来有死人活人的复活，而且神会审判。保罗说：“我为了这个呢，我就什么呢？我就保持我的无愧的良心。”
There will be a coming judgment. There will be a resurrection, and it's because of this that Paul says that
存着无愧的良心
that he has that he keeps his clear conscience.
所以在这里呢，我们就看到一个人呢，保罗知道有死人。你看第十五节，
你看 verse 15，
你回去这个使徒行传第二十四章第十五节，他说：“我靠着神盼望死人无论是杀了都要复活。我为了这个盼望呢，我自己勉励对神对人存无愧的良心。”
Chapter 24, verse 15 says, Having a hope in God, which these men themselves accept that there will be a resurrection of both the just and the unjust, so I always take pains to have a clear conscience both towards God and men. So we see that there is a future judgment, and he knows that there is a future judgment, and therefore he has changed.
多少我们基督徒，我们弟兄姐妹在一起，多少时候我们听到的时候，就是所有的头脑的知识。听完之后走出这个门呢，完全没有反应，没有改变。
How many of us, brothers and sisters, after having the word, walk out that door and has no change at all?
所以我们看到这个腓利斯都，第一他是为兴趣听到，第二他为感受听到，他听了他会害怕，第三呢他并没有因为行道而听到，就是没有把神的道要改变他的行为，把他行出来。
So we see that Felix listened with interest, he listened with emotion, but he never listened with actions. In other words, it never changed his life and we never saw it.
So we see that he listened for 2 years, 不断地听不断地听，甚至他都会害怕，害怕之后他不断地推迟拖延，一直没有把它行出来。
We saw that he had heard God's word for 2 years and he heard with interest, with emotion, he was in fact frightened, But yet he procrastinated and he procrastinated and he never came to faith.
或许下个星期,
maybe next week.
或许下个月,
maybe next month.
或许明年,
maybe next year.
但是我们可能连明天都没有。
But maybe you don't even have tomorrow.
所以弟兄姐妹, 我们听了道之后呢,
so brothers and sisters, after we hear the word of God, what we need to do, we do immediately.
我们的姐妹的同意，她让我再一次的讲，这个亚洲航空的事件呢，使到他们失去父母，他的父母呢，没有计划会离开的。I
will bring up again the case of Air Asia, and with our sister's permission, she lost her parents in that air crash. But there was no plan. I mean, they did not plan this.
我们不知道我们有可以活多久。
We don't know how long we can live.
我们今天应该做的事，我们就今天做。
And what we need to do today, we do today.
我们需要赦免人，我们就去赦免人。
If we need to forgive someone, we forgive them today.
我们要去帮助人，我们就立刻去帮助人。
And we have to help someone, we do it immediately.
我们要爱弟兄姐妹，我们现在就爱弟兄姐妹。
If we are called to love our brothers and sisters, we love them now.
我们要爱他，好像没有明天。
In fact, we should love like there's no tomorrow.
不要再等。
Don't wait.
听了道就马上行道。
Hear the word and do the word.
主耶稣告诉我们一个例子。
Jesus gave us an example.
他说有人听了我的话，马太福音7章24节，有些人听了我的话就去行的，就好像一个聪明的人把房子栽在磐石上。
Jesus said, everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock.
那么有些人听了之后不去行呢，就好像无知的人把房子栽在沙土上。
And then there's some people who hear these words of mine and does not do them, and like a foolish man, they built their house on the sand.
我看我还是要大家打开圣经看这段圣经啊。
I'd like to invite you to actually turn there to Matthew 7.
我们看一看。马太福音第7章第24节。
Matthew 7, verse 24.
主耶稣说，所以凡听见我这话就行的，就好像一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞这房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。Everyone
then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock.
但是凡听见我这话不去行的，就好像一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着这个房子，房子就倒塌，而且倒塌的很大。
And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell. And great was the fall.
房子不但倒塌，而且倒塌的很大。
It not just fell, it fell greatly.
所以你看到弟兄姊妹，我们听到，为什么我们要听到？
Brothers and sisters, why do we have to listen to the word of God?
我们听到的目的就是使到我们改变自己的行为，使到我们越来越像主。
It is so that we can change ourselves and become more and more like Christ.
使到我们能够一天比一天进步。
And so that we can day by day improve.
使到我们越来越像主，能够荣耀神。
And so that we can more and more become like Christ to glorify God.
但是你算一算，你坐在教会里面，每一次听到，你有没有把你的道听完之后写下？今天我要做这件事情，我要有这个改变，我要有这个行动。
How many of us, after having listened to the word on Sunday, write down in our notes and resolve in our hearts that we must make this change?
不要单单听到。
Don't just listen to the word.
你听完道之后没有改变，就等于你浪费了这堂道。
If there is no change in your life after having heard the word, you have wasted the word.
好像主耶稣说，你听了道之后你不去行，就是把房子栽在沙土上。
If you hear these words of mine but do not do them, you will be like the foolish man who built his house on the sand.
你看上面21节。
Look at verse 21.
他说。 凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。Not
everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
有一天我们到天上去的时候，
One day when we go up to heaven,
主问我，你叫我主啊主啊，为什么你没有行我叫你做的事情？
The Lord says, You call me Lord, Lord, yet you never did what I told you to do.
如果你称呼他是主，你就应该听，把他当作主人，他讲的话你就必须去做。
If you call him Lord, then you would call him Master, and if he's your master, you would do what he says to do.
你看22节。
Look at verse 22.
当那日，必有许多人对我说：“主啊，主啊，我不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名管鬼，奉你的名行异能吗？”主说：“我完全不认识你，我从来不认识你们，你作恶的人，离开我去吧。”
On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.
我们今天很想追求那些能够赶鬼的、能够行异能的，他一定最属灵。
Today we look at people who exorcise demons. Today we look at people who work miracles. Those folks must be the most spiritual people.
但是这段圣经告诉我们，最属灵的人就是遵行神话语的人。
But this passage tells us the most spiritual people are the people who do the will of God.
如果我们没有行为，
if we have no action in our life,
刚好证明我们的信心是假的。
That tells us that our faith is false.
所以我们必须要用我们的行为来证明我的信心是真的。
And so we need to use our lives to prove that our faith is genuine.
如果我们听到，不断地听到，听了几年的道，完全没有改变，恐怕我们要好好地审查自己。
Friends, if we have spent years and years listening to the gospel over and over again, yet there is no change in our lives, I'm afraid we must examine ourselves.
突然间水冲雨淋，突然间一个意外，我们就走。
The rains will fall and the winds will blow, and one day there will be an accident and we'll be gone.
我们机会就失去。
And your opportunity will vanish.
好像腓力斯，他听保罗讲两年的道。不断地跟他讨论之后呢，时间到他走了，他一点悔改的迹象都没有。
Two years Felix wasted listening to Paul preach the gospel over and over again, and before we knew it, that opportunity was gone.
我盼望你不是腓力斯。
I pray that you are not Felix.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.